B-Pod Studios.
The Fanatic.
Ben had a bad game and we lost and everybody called in. But it, truthfully, because we're good fans, we were all watching and we were happy we were winning. But at the end of every night, we said, okay, we won that game and we're playing really well against good competition. But we knew that this gets us nothing because we saw Ben do nothing more than he did last year. He was a little more aggressive, but we've seen him be more aggressive, like in Boston, and then, you know, back off, and then he takes that big step forward when he has a bad day. And it was the same thing, and that's why we then all called up that next day, you know?
I completely get it. Nikki, great job as always. See you, buddy. It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Now, we got an issue here. So the issue is with the Bring the Heat line. And by the way, Antonio Brown on Twitter, this is why he's not coming, brings the heat. Tell us the tweets, and I'm going to tell you about American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, it starts with yesterday. A guy named Chris tweeted at him, "What's the deal? Why aren't you playing?" And he said, "Ask the NFL." And he tagged the NFL. Now, this morning, Josina Anderson puts out the tweet saying he will meet with the NFL in person next Thursday. So that tweet came out around like 9, 10 in the morning. And then just an hour ago, he just completely killed that, tweeting out the following. Imagine a system giving it 100% to see them treat me like this is unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood, bleep the NFL. I'll never play in that bleep again.
Oh, there you have it.
So, he brought the heat.
There you go, Antonio.
Clear my name and go bleep yourself.
All right. There you go. That's okay. You got it.
But hey, his meeting's next Thursday.
Yeah. How's that going to go? Well, he did bring the heat. And that would have been brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Fall is here. That means winter, not far behind. It's actually going to dip the next couple days. Dip, baby, dip.
Love it.
Oh, you psycho. Can your heating system handle a cold? It's common. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. Find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. All right, so here's our deal. So we got two measly, paltry calls to the Bring the Heat line.
That's a huge loss.
All right? So quite frankly, you know, it's stupid. There's no need to even play it. Now, we were talking about the show, and, you know, it's always been... It always has languished. It's like Jason and I would talk about it all the time, too, about the line. It's, you know, it needs a true identity. It doesn't really have an identity, the line. So you need to feel it. So not only does the Bring the Heat line need to be passionate, but it's got to be thematic. So I think if we're going to keep it, it's up to you guys because, you know, we can't do it. And we're not going to, you know, people have stage calls, you know, have all the people call up. I'm not doing it as radio nonsense. I'm not doing it. If you like it and you want to be a part of it and create a character that calls often, that has a theme to it. Like when I was doing the morning show, we used to do a theme for the Bitch and Complain line. And we had the receivers at the Institute. And we had all these kind of fun things and, you know, we had people call up and do songs and do impressions. And basically, even those that weren't really an impression, but you were doing some improv. So make it your own. I don't care what you do. You could sing. You could anything you want that has sound, that's funny. You can tell a joke. It doesn't really matter. You could be passionate. You could rip me. You could rip the Tunis. You could do whatever you want. I don't care. As long as it's fun and entertaining, we'll play it. But it's got to be, I think, a mix of everything to keep it. You follow me, Chewis?
Yeah, I'm on. And it doesn't have to be minute-long calls. We had one call last week. It was a perfect call. The guy said, "It's game day. Play the song."
Yeah.
And that was perfect. That was a three-second-long message. That was perfect.
Exactly. I don't care. You can call during the game. You can call something with the house, like you're on the road, you see a Cowboy fan, and you have some kind of altercation, you're in a bar and you just want to go and say, look, I'm at the bar. I don't care where you can be anywhere. Just call. Here's the number. Now I'll give you the number. You put it in your phone and we'll see how it looks over the next week or two. And, you know, if it's not cool, if it doesn't really work, then we'll kill it. If not, and it's cool, then we'll have fun with it. So it's completely up to you guys. 610-771-9751. Once again, 610-771-9751. That's the line. That's the number they gave us. So you can make it your own. And the more the merrier. And here's the deal. The Tunis will, he's the editor of the line. So it's all Tunis.
I'm a linesman.
You are a linesman. And it's all you. You're the editor. You know the deal. You can't curse. You can. Well, right. We'll bleep you. It's cool. So, yeah, it's fine. You want to use some adjectives. I don't know. That's fine. We'll just bleep you. But the point is, you make it fun. Don't make it make it interesting. Is my and you know kind of you know at this point what I like. I like movies and characters and storylines and plots and the whole thing. So you know, think about whatever your trick is. I don't care. Leave it and be. If you create a character, just make sure that you're on top of it and you leave a message a couple times a week.
By the way, I think you would appreciate people bringing the heat because Matt Lombardo, former member of the Fanatic, of course, he just put out a tweet because he's covering the Giants now.
Oh, yeah.
Snow flurries in East Rutherford right now.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
There's already snow.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
November 7th.
You got to be seriously? Snow flurries?
Yeah.
You know, it was weird last year. You remember last year, November was like the coldest month.
Yep.
And then in January, February was nothing.
I remember it rained a lot, too. So it was like that cold rain.
I remember November was like the cold. We think we got a snow or something. Mm-hmm. That's weird. So T. Will, the text board, checks in and says, the line should be, yo, Philly, what you got? Like, what you got? Which I like. Ellipses, dot, dot, dot. Yo, Philly, what you got? Go ahead. So make that, you know, that kind of your theme. Let's go to Pat. And we'll get the Sixers playback coming up in about 10 minutes. Pat in Doylestown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Anthony, how you doing? First, I wanted to, I do have a quick NFL question for you, but I want to talk about the Sixers because I'm a big Sixers fan.
Sure.
And I like Brett Brown, and, you know, like, I watch the games, and it's not a reaction to the last couple losses. It's really wishes that have been in my head for the last couple seasons.
Sure.
And our window of opportunity is so limited with this incredible lineup that we have. I'm worried that Brett Brown is a better mentor and kind of leader than he is an X's and O's guy. And the reason I say that is that I watched their inability to defend a high pick and roll last night, like over and over and over again down the court. You knew what they were going to run. Two guys up top, it never changed anything. You know, the other night you see Baines playing himself in the lane. You see him playing against coaches that were on his
Monty Williams,
and they go
right?
To Atlanta, and they go to Utah,
yeah.
And they give him fits. And so I'm just worried that he's a better mentor than, you know, a X of the nose guy.
I think it's a legitimate concern. Now I'll tell you what heartens me, and listen, I think how you feel is legitimate, man. It's a real question, and it's a great question. And he's going to. This is his year. Right, like he's got to, you know, it's finals or bust. I don't want to hear about Milwaukee. Right, I think you're better than Milwaukee. You're right. Like you got to get there's a place you need to be. I think I like the like he's seems to be embracing the bully ball thing. Now, the last couple of games it's been weird because Simmons goes out early. There's no Embiid for a couple of games, so I think he's trying different things. So I'm leaving that out. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, thinking that, all right, you're trying some different things, experimenting. Because of Ben, Neto had to play 35 minutes, and you played a lot of Korkmaz again because you're trying to get him to be a three-point guy. And those two together can't win.
Right, yeah. I'd like to see Elton Brand tap Al Horford on the shoulder and just, you know, take him to lunch and say, hey, you know, in college you played for Billy Donovan. You know, in Boston you played for Brad Stevens. Like, what do you think of the job that Brett Brown's doing? I mean, the consistency of turnovers, you know, not being able to keep JoJo on the low post. Like, I just would like to see, you know, maybe Al Horford could shed some light on it. Like, there's got to be something, because I don't want to go through a season with a guy who can't get us there.
I hear you. You know, listen, Brett's not going, just so you know, Brett's not going anywhere.
Right.
All right.
Right. He's not.
I mean, this is his team, and I think it should be his team. You know, end of the year, you know, end of the, after the season is complete, including the playoffs, you know, either he's the guy or there's a day of reckoning. I mean, I just think it'll stand for itself.
Yeah, just worried. But, okay, a quick NFL question. What are the rules on being able to snag somebody from another team's practice squad?
As long you can, they're on the practice squad, as long you can go get them, they can then move them to the roster to 53. Otherwise, you leave them exposed.
Isn't there a chance that teams that are very strong in wide receiver and strong in cornerback might have somebody on their team or even linebacker on their practice squad that might?
There's
be
a kid Jennings that the Seahawks had to release to get through, and he was a fourth round pick. Hasn't played. He's been hurt. But I thought they would look that way. Yeah, I mean, I got to believe that Howie has done that, has looked on everyone's practice squad. I mean, that's what you do in the beginning. You're tracking guys around the league. So when you do that job, Pat, and I know there's been in these offices, and Andy used to have like all these different books, and they're the rosters for every team. And you're tracking guys that you like. So if a guy's on another team's practice squad, like you liked in the draft, and he's there, you can go snag him. So he should already know. Like, you don't just wake up and go, all right, well, let's go through the rosters. This tracking system has been in place, and theoretically, you know, I guess there's no one he likes.
Right. Yeah.
Hang on, you won the peanut chews, my brother.
All right,
hold on. Some peanut chews. There you go. It's nice. Those little pieces of Goldenberg's peanut chews, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. Get the tub of them. We got these big, giant tubs.
I love the peanut chew.
Yeah, it's a fine item. It's a candy dish item. Do you have a candy dish?
No, we still have some of the leftovers
from
Halloween. I try not to pick at them, but I do.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Luckily, I'm not. That's not one of my weaknesses.
I'm a sweet man.
Yeah, so I don't like my kids have a. They have a tub of candy. Yeah, you know, it's like one of these metal. Like I would put beers in. It's filled with candy, and I can walk by it and not touch it. Like doesn't really do anything.
Well, that's good.
I have the salt weakness. That's my weakness, which is not good since there's the Harris things here.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's a problem. No good. Scott, Northeast, you're on 97.5 Fnac. Scotty boy.
Yo, man, what's up, man?
What's happening, man? What's going
on, doing,
Scotty?
How are you? Good. Listen, I got a lot of friends, and I hear a lot of callers calling up, talking about Ben Simmons shot. But, Ant, we both know there's more to basketball than just shooting the ball. What about his defense? What about his rebounding? What about his assists? What about the way he sees the floor? What about the way he runs the floor? What about the matchup problem that he creates? It's not just all about the shot.
I mean, I went through that when I blew my gasket this morning with all the Ben hate.
I know, it's crazy. Like, I have a friend, he actually wants to trade the guy. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Like, it's crazy. Like, it's not just about the shot. Look, everybody wants him to shoot the ball. Okay? But he does so much more, okay, that it's just crazy, people just talking about the shot.
I'm with you. All that said, between you and I, he's got to at least try it.
I'm not arguing that.
And he needs to do it so he keeps everybody off our back.
Absolutely, I'm not arguing that. And then another
thing. So they keep it off our back, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Now, I wanted to talk about the game last night. You know, I noticed something when Embiid came in. I know he missed a few games, and he had to get acclimated a little more in the offense. But sometimes he's a little bit too ball dominant. I remember one set last night. He had the ball in the lower left-hand corner. He got the ball with about 16 seconds on the shot clock.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pumping, and he's jiving, and he's juking, and he's this, and he's that. Everyone's standing around. And then he winds up taking, like, a real weak fadeaway jump shot. Will you find him a little ball dominant when he has the ball?
Yeah, except here's the problem, right? He's so good that I got to live with that.
Yeah, but then he comes down, he takes a quick three.
And you're right. Like, there are times when he doesn't do the right basketball thing, which is also a part of his own. You remember, he's still relatively new with the, game,
raw.
Right?
Like, I know he's raw.
And so you're right in certain things that, there's certain, he's too quick sometimes taking the three. You're right. He will yin yang and he will zigzag and the clock runs down and it stalls the offense. You're right. But he's so good that you live with that stuff and you hope that it gets, his game gets more refined.
Totally agree with you. And then the other thing with Embiid, there was an article in the paper today that he really has to just, stop the annex. He really does.
Yeah, I don't care about that stuff. I find it amusing.
Yeah, but he cost himself a game because of it.
Two games, but it's,
Well, it was really one game, and then I heard that they gave him the other game because of all the
social media.
Right, of all the social media stuff.
Yeah, which is right. Yeah, I find him, here's the thing. I think with a talent, immense talent like that, I think you got to let him just be himself.
I agree with you to a point. No, I agree
because
with you.
Because the more that you try to not crack down, but the more that you try to, move him into a different way.
Right.
I think it has negative, be yourself. And as you grow organically, you'll grow out of certain things.
No, I agree with you. And everybody was complaining about Tobias Harris about, his contract. Right? I'll tell you what. Guy's playing some great ball, man.
He is. That was stupid complaint. Thanks, guy. I appreciate it, brother. Nah, I think when we try to be too legislative with someone, I think sometimes it can backfire. I wouldn't. I'd just leave him be. Let's go to Calvin, then we'll do a little playback from last night. Calvin!
Hey, what's up, man?
How you feeling, Cal?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How you
good,
guys?
Good, good, good. Yeah, we're good.
Couple of things I want to talk about. First of all, you guys got to do me a favor, man. You got to give a warning, a siren or something before you run the Manscaped, man. I'm in the car. I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude,
I'm looking at me.
Calvin, I'll tell you a story. I mean, you keep it real, right? Like, I'm driving my kids to school. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing, man? I can't have that.
Because then they want to know. Listen, she asked me, do I do that? Why am I having that conversation?
Yeah, I don't have that with my aunt.
Number two, Tunis is that kid that would eat a french fry from 2 weeks ago in between the car seats.
Yeah, would you do that, Tunis?
No, that's disgusting.
Moldy
french fry?
Yeah, but the cheese whiz ain't moldy and cold.
One day later? No, no problem. It's not even 24 hours.
You got a steel belt and stomach, my man.
I do.
All right. The other thing is Ben Simmons. The guy Dave that called earlier, I think he hit it on the head. People that are calling up and complaining about him are just not expressing themselves properly. See, the problem is if he was shooting the jumper and missing, at least we'd see him trying to do it.
Yeah.
And we would be more patient with him. But he's got to go in game situation. If you see the defense is giving you that, take the shot. Because what he don't understand is even if he shoots and misses it, they're a great rebounding team. It gets the ball in near the – listen, it gets the ball near the hoop. It gets it into the paint.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. And a guy might get fouled. So now you're getting sending somebody to the free throw line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. That's right,
Cal. People, that's why they're frustrated. Because he's making a big deal about it.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I get it, and you're right, everything you say. I just don't want people to go, yeah, I'm going to trade him for this or that, and, you know, he stinks, never going to be this, never going to be that.
They're just saying it wrong. But I think Ben, he's not helping it. Like, he's making it a situation. You know, if he just shot the damn thing, you know, people would be quiet, and then he would be
I know. I
have one more thing I want to tell you. I missed the hell out of Jason. I was thinking about that call from T. Wells, and Jason said, you're giving me a rash, and he told him to put some cream on it. Hey, man, that's the funniest line ever,
I know, brother.
I didn't ever go shoot that, man. I miss that guy.
Yeah, I feel you, brother.
All right, man.
Thanks, Cal.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Always a pleasure. All right, let's do a little Sixer playback, shall we? A little Sixer action?
I can't do this song.
This is from last night?
Yeah, when I lost, though.
I know. Let's start with this moment in the first quarter. This is the moment that Ben hurt the shoulder. Now, nobody realized it at the moment, but this was the play in which he was done for the night.
9-6 Sixers. Outside left Richardson. They feed Ben Simmons against Royce O'Neal. Back to Horford. Shot clock at 9. Josh Richardson off the dribble. Back out top to Al. Three ball in the air. Rimming short. No good.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that was it for Ben. 10 minutes. Now, I realized that Embiid looked tired at the end of the game. 35 minutes after not playing the last couple of nights. In the first half, I mean, he was just dominant. 17 in the first half. When he had the full tank.
Embiid on the secondary Jazz logo in the left baseline area. One-on-one with Tony Bradley. Jab step, up fake, another foot fake. Moving that ball around, and then a step back shot, and it's in. Oh, man!
All right. Let's talk about Matisse for a second, because I didn't think Matisse played enough. I know you agree with me, Junis. I know he had some fouls, but, you know, I think they want him to, like, be a little bit more refined, his game. But I love the kid, and I think he needs to play through it, and he's a really good defender. Here he is on the inbounds pass. There's an inbounds pass that leads to a Matisse special.
Here's a lob to Matisse Thybulle, and he slams it in. The Sixers with a baseline inbound, and Thybulle with a throwdown. That's the second time the Sixers have executed perfectly out of a timeout. Thybulle gets the jam.
Which is a good sign, and then moments later, this happens.
Conley down the lane. Conley back to Gobert, but he bobbled up. Another steal. Thybulle comes up with it. He goes to Ennis. James Ennis down the lane. Left-hand layup. Got it. Sixers close with a field goal to take a 2.8.
All right, second half, they're down 2. Problem is, Jazz owned the third quarter, and it was concluded by Joe Ingles. I hate Joe Ingles. Take a listen.
7 to go. They've got 4 guys on the baseline. Mitchell with a crossover. Mitchell in the lane. Mitchell out to Ingles. Fakes a 3. Frees up. Shoots it at the horn. It's good. Joe Ingles with a dagger at the end of the third.
Yeah, that was a dagger, man. Now, the Sixers come back. That's one thing about them. We talk about resilience, and they come back. Now, Tobias was strong in the fourth. Take a listen.
He gets another rebound. He has pulled the Sixers within 7. He has the ball. Harris struggled early in the game. 1 of 5. He's come on now. 2 field goals. 11 points. 6 rebounds. Another shot by Tobias in the lane. And it's good. He is taking over. And the Sixers need it.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I thought that they were going to do the same thing. Where, just like the other night, they were in the game against Portland. And, unfortunately, it was more like the Phoenix game, where they really failed down the stretch. This is one that we didn't understand. There's 20 seconds left in the game. They're down by 4, and they're not fouling. Take a listen.
Josh on a drive, cut off by one man, throws it into the lane, throws it away. Jumps to pass it. Ingles steals it. Ingles is going to dribble away the time. Six has got to try to foul. They throw it to Mike Conley. He's running away. 10 seconds to go. Sixers can't foul. Utah playing keep away, and they're going to win the game. Richardson finally fouls Donovan Mitchell, and the fans in Utah love it.
Yeah, all right. They mismanaged, misplayed the last minute of the game, and it continued. because they rag out and Mitchell misses both free throws. So here they are. They're inbounding the ball. Now, you would think fire up a quick three. If you get lucky, quick foul, and you got a chance to tie the game. But this is what happens.
And again, down four with just over 6 seconds to go. The Sixers playing in. They need a three and then a timeout. Well, I'm sorry. And then a steal. Harris has it. Back to Josh. 4 seconds to go. He goes in from the foul line, jumps it, and makes it. And that expires. Time expires, and the game is over.
What was that? Drop. No. Quick three. Foul. I mean, what are you doing? Do you understand that?
I need to grow a bomber.
Tyrone, did you understand that? It was weird. Anyway, we'll come back, and the Daily Number is next. We're going to do so with a special guest because we have Raiders and Chargers. A real good game tonight. And to help you with your pick, to break it down and some Eagle stuff, Lincoln Kennedy, voice of the Raiders, next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly Proud and Philly Strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
What up?
All right, it's 1:33. I'm Cuz, he's the Tunist. On the line is my main man. We spend our Saturdays together every Saturday morning on Fox. He's the best. And it, with the Daily Number, it's a perfect time to bring on Lincoln Kennedy to tell you about Raiders Chargers tonight and to suss it out. He's a great Daily Number guy, by the way. He's a great prognosticator. On the Comcast Business Hotline, he is Big Bleepin' Link. What's up, brother?
Yes. What's happening, Captain? How you doing, man?
I get to do our Big Bleepin' Link. All right, we got Raiders Chargers tonight. That's a great game tonight.
Yeah, okay. It should be an exciting one. I mean, both teams coming off of victories last week. Hey, how about that? You know, last week the entire AFC West was victorious, and the entire NFC North all had losses. How about that? So it was a great week, but coming off the short week, you know, we've talked about this in the past. I think Thursday night games tend to favor the home team, but the problems that the Raiders have had on defense, Phillip Rivers is probably going to light this team up. So the offense is going to have to score some points.
Yeah, it looked like the Chargers got a new offensive coordinator, and yeah. It looked like their offense was pretty in sync. Now, defensively, they completely shut down Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, how about that? Didn't think that was going to happen.
No.
They got after him. They really did. And they did some things that confused them with their combination coverages on the backside. And, of course, that speed, that pass rush from their ends. You know, Ingram and Bosa are definitely going to be there.
But I will say this, though. You've nailed it because Raiders are good. And you said even last week, you're like, listen, this Raider team can score.
Yeah, and I told you to take the over because it was going to be one of those games where it was going to be a shootout. Now, unfortunately, you can't go in every week and have that mentality. You got to get some stops. But last week, the Raiders were able to take some turnovers away from Detroit, convert them into points, which really helped them in the victory. It's going to be a lot like that tonight. The Raiders come in pretty beat up. It'd be interesting to see if Trent Brown goes. If not, that's going to leave a very big hole at the right tackle. David Sharp has done an okay job, but going up against Joey Bosa and Inger, it's going to be a very tough task. So the Raiders are going to have to adjust their protection to make sure that Derek Carr feels secure back there. And the receivers are going to have to win on the edge.
Yeah.
You know, we got Darren Waller. Last week, the Detroit Lions doubled him pretty much three quarters of the game. Had a safety over top, and they played trail technique underneath. But, you know, Tyrell Williams or Zay Jones or one of the other guys are going to have to come up and make some big plays tonight.
So, like, the Chargers are a point-and-a-half favorite on the road. Lincoln, who's the voice of the Raiders, along with Brent Musburger, will be calling the game. So who's your official pick? It's always the
Raiders. I got to go with the hometown. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think, like I said, I think both teams are even. I think this game is won by a field goal. I think that's how close it's going to get. It's going to be another shootout where both offenses are going to have a chance to score. And the Raiders are going to definitely have a lot of momentum, especially coming off of the big win last week. But the Chargers are back in the thick of things, and this is a battle for second place in the division. You know where the Chiefs are.
Great game, right? Yeah.
Great game, yeah. And Patrick Mahomes is coming back. So, you know, this is an opportunity for the Raiders to take that next step, but it's not going to be an easy one.
You're going to be, you ready for Vegas next year? You're going to be, that's going to be insane. You in Vegas, and all football, it's going to be insane next year.
Yeah, I got a poker tournament to get ready for before then.
Lincoln won a seat in the World Series of Poker. Gosh, that's going to be awesome.
It is. I'm excited. I've been playing a lot of poker. I still got a long way to go, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you allowed people to root you on?
I don't know. I've never done it, so it'll be new to me.
I'll be in the stands, rooting you on, bro.
make sure you bring me some primos.
You know that. Listen, and Tasty Cake Dom will send you more Tasty Cakes.
My man, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, who do you like for our audience? LSU, Alabama, it's the game of the year. Alabama is a 6.5-point favorite. We've been talking about this on our show for a while, but it's here now, the game of the year, Alabama, LSU. Where are you kind of leaning there?
I'm leaning, I think LSU is a better team, but it's something to be said when the odds makers come out and give such a big number to Alabama. I know Alabama's had LSU's number. I don't think Alabama's lost to LSU since 2011 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So I think it's LSU's year to have a big number. I would take LSU with the points.
Yeah. Listen, we like Joe Burrow a ton. Yeah. I don't think the Bama defense is as potent as it was. The whole thing's going to be, can they stop whatever run game LSU has? And then conversely, because I think Tua is going to score.
No doubt in my mind he's going to score. But right? I like LSU's ability to put points on board as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Listen, by the way, everybody here wants to thank you for Andre Dillard. From your alma mater, who played in the Fast U, people don't realize that you were a Hall of Fame tackle for the Washington Huskies. And so they want to thank you for giving us a young link in Andre Dillard.
He's a good guy, and he's going to do well for the city of Philly and the Eagles for a long time.
You're the best, buddy. I love you, too. I look forward to talking to you on Saturday morning.
All right, man. Be well. I'll catch up with you soon, brother.
All right, brother. Enjoy the game. Here he is, Lincoln Kennedy, live from Oakland, where he'll be calling in. He'll be calling the Raiders and Chargers. So let me just translate this for you. He says he likes the Raiders, but reading between the lines, he really likes the Chargers. He's not going to say that because he's the voice of the Raiders, and he's Mr. Raider. So, you know how it is. It's like us. We're talking Eagles, you really don't want to pick the other team because, it's against your best interest. But it felt like how he was dissecting it to take the Chargers. So let's make that an official play for tonight, Janice.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. LA 1.5.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the over, too.
What is the over?
48.5.
48?
Oakland's been scoring this year, and their defense has been terrible. I mean, Link was just talking about you. That's not a good recipe to try to have to score everybody.
They have been. Here's my concern, though. They've been scoring, but this Chargers defense is healthy and it's good now. What they did to Rodgers.
Yeah. You can go under if you want. A couple slices.
All right. You got it. I'll take the under. A couple slices. What are you and I this year? I believe I'm 3-0 in slices.
Oh, in slices?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're winning.
Yeah. All right. You got the over. I hate the under. To me, you got to be a psycho to play under. right? Because you're rooting against human achievement.
Right.
But I'll agree with you. I mean, you'll take the over, but out here, I'll take the under.
I'm also going Rivers over.
I disagree with you.
Rivers over 298.5.
Well, they're a bad secondary.
Mm-hmm.
This new offensive coordinator for the Chargers, sharp, young dude. We'll come back and give you a couple more picks and hit the lines before we go over to Tyrone and Tunis. Double duty for my man today. Tyrone's it. Mikey's out. Tyrone's here. And so is the Tunis. So that's out too, right? So Tyrone and the Tunis coming up. You don't want to miss anything. Midday Show, I'm Cuss.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
147 on the Midday Show. All right, just to continue our daily numbers segment, we have Flyers in action tonight. Flyers, Les Habitants. Flyers, Canadiens tonight. I love the Flyers tonight. I think they go back to back. I love them tonight. What's the line?
Well, I'm trying to look up the money line. Right now, it's a goal and a half. They're favorites. Goal and a half.
Goal and a half favorite. What's that mean?
I'm trying to pull it up.
Give me the line.
Apps move slow.
I need the money line.
Over-under goals, by the way, 6.5. I'm going the under.
Listen, Montreal has trouble. They've been having trouble. Carey Price having trouble.
I know he's having trouble. Carter Hart as well. I think they're going to have a nice night, both of them. So I'm going to go the under. But you're the hockey expert here.
I love the fucking. Listen, Jason knew it. Jason knew it. We used to talk about it all the time.
All right, Flyers money line 125 minus 125, and then
125 is nothing.
The spread 1.5 for the Flyers plus 210.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're getting double your money.
Yeah.
All right, do this. Go multiple units on the Flyers and then back it up with half on the minus 1.5. I think they win again.
All right.
I think they have another really strong game, and I expect I want to see another Farabee goal, and I think TK also scores again.
I'm on board with that.
All right. I'm bullish on tonight. The other night, I thought they were good. I told you we were doing the daily number. We were all over the Flyers then.
Are you going to go over on the goals then?
The team total? What is it?
It's 6.5 for both teams.
No. What's the team total?
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, I tortured you?
Asking me these questions.
Well, no, but you said, are you going to go over on their goals again? All right, well, tell me what it is.
Oh, 6.5 total.
Yeah, but what is it for the 3.5 for the Flyers?
I would guess so if they're 1.5.
How about that? Yes.
All right, fine.
I'm sorry.
The app's not telling me.
Are you going to go over their total? So I don't know. The answer is yes. I just need wanted confirmation on what it was. That's all. Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you while your app's frozen.
It doesn't say how many goals. It just says 6.5 total in the game, and I'm going the under.
All right, how about this one? To take the Clippers tonight against Portland.
I have that.
Do you?
Yep. 5.5.
Yeah, Kawhi is back tonight for
the
Clips.
Took the day off yesterday.
I think Clippers come back and beat Portland.
I'm also going over on the Kawhi rebound total. It is 6.5. He's averaging over 7. And he had a night off last night.
Yes. And I'll take... I think Miami plus 1 at Phoenix is a selection.
I don't hate that.
Right? You go Heat action. I don't think that Phoenix seems that good, to be honest with you. Like, I know they did one the other night, but I don't think they're that good. Any college hoops for you?
No college hoops. But they solidify their bowl game with a win tonight.
Yes.
1.5-point favorites at Southern Florida.
Wow.
The Owls win. They cover. And they are bowl eligible after tonight.
Wow. I like it. I'll root him in for you. South Florida, tough place to play.
That's all right. One more win.
All right.
We're at 6-3.
I like it.
And heading to some sort of bowl that I've never heard of.
D4TPU. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Hey, what's going on, Ant?
Yo, Aaron.
Yo, man, I'm sorry about that, my truck. Last night, man, Hartford had a bad game. Tobias Harris ain't get ready to the fourth quarter. So, you know, I wanted them to win. Simmons went down in the first quarter, and they still fought a good fight. But come on, man. Can I see a little more Trey Burke, babe?
And too much Nate Tyler.
Let's see what he got.
Neto.
I mean, we knew he could shoot. I mean, a little less of him, but he played. He tried when he was out there. But I want to see a natural flow where you know you can get a jumper in. And
I can dig it.
You can
move in. Hey, yeah. I got to run because we're up against the clock.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. So, I'll call you tomorrow.
You got it, brother. But nice to talk to everybody today. Our handoff to Mikey Miss, Tyrone, and Tunis in for Mikey Miss is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, thank you for listening as always. Have a great, great day. We'll talk to you tonight from Parks Casino for Cousins Corner. Stay tuned for Tyrone and the Tunis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.